ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
As protests continue, university leaders in Australia are trying to calm tensions while emphasising they have zero tolerance for racism or harassment. That reassurance hasn't impressed the federal opposition. Shadow Education Minister Sarah Henderson has declared the University of Sydney is not a safe space for Jewish students. It's there that pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian students are expected to face off again today. Mark Scott is the Vice Chancellor of Sydney University and he joins us. Mark Scott, welcome.
Good morning, Patricia.
There's a pro-Palestinian camp set up on your campus and there's a pro-Israel protest planned today. Are you worried about it?
We're paying very close attention to it, of course, as you'd expect us to do. Universities like the University of Sydney have always been places of protest. There have always been demonstrations. And what we need to demonstrate today is that you can have groups with divergent views on the campus at the same time. They may strongly disagree on the matters that are being discussed, but there's space for both of them. We can host that conversation, and we should be able to do that in a non-threatening, non-violent way. We've spoken to leaders of both of these protest groups. They've both committed to leaving space for the others to protest and for there not to be conflict. I think there's a question a bit on some of these things that those who are represented aren't only our students, so who else might come in not as committed to peaceful and productive engagement. But we're paying close attention to it. We're working with security, we've briefed police, and we're hopeful that today can continue as the rest of the week at the university has. Teaching and learning taking place, graduations taking place, the work of the university going on as per normal. And that's the way it's been all this week, despite the encampment we have on campus.
I want to take you to the Shadow Education Minister's comments. It's a pretty serious allegation that your campus isn't safe for Jewish students.
Yes, I think we've got to look carefully at what's happening at the university. We have an encampment there at the moment. It was the first to be created. I think they were mimicking what they'd seen in the United States. We have about 60 people at recent count who were there. If you assume they were all of our students, they represent less than 0.1% of our student population. And life at the university is going on as per normal. 6 graduations this week. We've cancelled no classes. Students aren't learning from home. The university is open and working effectively and well. And the university is such a big place. If students don't want to engage with that encampment, they've got many other places to do so. But I appreciate even having the presence of the encampment is something that many of our Jewish students and staff that much prefer it wasn't there. They vehemently disagree with some of the arguments that are being made by those on the encampment, and it's upsetting. But I don't think it means that it is an unsafe space, even though people are anxious at this time. And what I see is a heightened environment. Many of our Jewish staff and students deeply traumatized and upset by what happened on October 7. Many of those in the encampment deeply upset at how the war has been prosecuted by Israel. We need to create an environment where people can articulate their concerns but allow others to go about and do their work. We're working closely with Jewish students and Jewish staff. We're looking to if there are any incidents specifically that come to mind where they feel that they have been personally threatened, personally abused, personally been victims of anti-Semitism. We have mechanisms whereby they can report that.
Have you seen any evidence of anti-Semitism in the encampment?
We are continuing to monitor examples of complaints that are made and they are being investigated and reviewed. Can I say overwhelmingly, though, the encampment has been peaceful and I think respectful. I was grateful that our Anzac Day service went off without a hitch, that our graduations have gone off without a hitch. I think, as I said, though, part of the unpredictability is who else is there at the encampment. We estimate that fewer than half the students are actually from the University of Sydney. There are those from other universities, and there are also people in from the outside. So I cannot vouch for the behaviour of all of those people. We are making it very clear, though, what our expectations are about language that is violent, statements that are anti-Semitic, statements that are threatening and menacing. They are outside our code of conduct. And if our students and staff engage in that, we are taking action around that.
Isn't part of the problem, though, that some of the basic slogans of this movement are seen as anti-Semitic by some of the Jewish students? Like, for instance, the slogan "From the River to the Sea."
Yeah,
that's part of the issue, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's very tricky. I mean, that slogan is used on banners and in rallies every day all around the world. I don't think any Australian university has banned that. And I actually call on, you know, those, you know, Palestinian supporters, if in fact they feel that their use of that phrase is being misinterpreted, that it doesn't mean what our Jewish community is interpreting it to mean, well, they should use another phrase. And why use a phrase that is open to misinterpretation and that is so hurtful? Say what you mean what you say. Be clear about it. But, you know, it is very difficult if there is that phrase that is in very common usage at every protest rally, on banners everywhere, has been used for decades, for us to turn around and say, you know, there's disciplinary action that follows if anyone utters that phrase. That is very difficult, but I appreciate and I respect for some of our Jewish students and staff, that's hard to hear, that is upsetting, but that's the way we are engaging with it at the moment, and we hope that in a respectful listening environment where we're trying to learn from each other, that such provocative phrases would not be used.
Is there a threshold where it's breached, a red line, where you would take action?
Absolutely. There will be clear anti-Semitic phrases that are personal and hateful and calling for immediate action and violence, and clear anti-Semitic phrases, then we clearly will and do take action. And if there's action that's disrupting the operations of the university, disrupting teaching and learning, the ability for people to get to class and go around their work, disruption of the events of the university, then clearly we will take place. We are saying we will take action. We are saying we need to be respectful in how protest operates. And what I've been saying is there are rights and responsibilities. And the responsibility is for you to be able to exercise your free speech in a way that respects others' free speech, that allows others to go about their work, to say what they want to say, and for your free speech to be exhibited in a way that is not threatening, that is not menacing, that is not shutting down the free speech and the work of others.
Jewish students on your campus have been upset by protesters calling for a global intifada. I understand that's not something you found to be a breach of policy for students to say. I mean, intifada was obviously a very violent experience for Israelis. Why haven't you found it a breach? Dependent.
Well, I think it's there have been circumstances where we've acted on that. We cancelled a rally which called for a global intifada and used imagery from the terrorist act of October 7. We called that rally off, which was being held in university premises. So we have taken action. I just think we're looking at its use in context, but there is chapter and verse, pages and pages of analysis as to what precisely people mean by that phrase. And again, I would be urging those protesters to be clear about what they are saying when they use language like that, and not to allow it to be open for interpretation, and perhaps look for language that others will not find as confronting and upsetting. But I don't think you'll find universities around the world, and police certainly aren't, taking action around the use of those phrases in rallies and demonstrations as they take place everywhere.
Is this the hardest issue you've had to deal with on campus in terms of protest?
Look, the university has a long history of protests, Vietnam War, moratorium, conscription, even around, you know, the way we teach economics created spirited debate and some conflict in the 1980s. What we're very keen to do, though, Patricia, is to de-escalate. I think if you look at what has happened in the United States, universities have taken action, and the day after that, It's more violent. It's less safe. Universities are being shut down. I think we're trying to manage this in a way that keeps the university safe, keeps the university open, keeps the work ongoing, and does not make things worse.
Mark Scott, we're out of time. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Mark Scott is the Vice Chancellor of the University of Sydney.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.